As Chanukah Tavshin Pei Aleph ebbs away, it is critical to understand the fundamental principle of Chanukah. The word Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, comes from the word Chanukas HaMizbeach, or Chanukas HaBayis, which means the inauguration of the Mizbeach, or the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Thus, Chanukah represents a fresh start, a new beginning, a commencement of a process. Chanukah comes from the word Chinuch, or Chanoch Lenar al pi darko, which means education, which is the beginning of a process of development of a child to reach and to ultimately understand particular goals. Chanukah also comes from the word Hachana. Hachana means preparation, begin, start, fresh, beginning, commencement. But how is it, and what is it about Chanukah, the Yom Tov that we are celebrating, that it's a new start, that it's a new beginning? What is the commencement of Chanukah that takes place during these days, the Yimei HaChanukah? The Gemara says in Seches Yom Medav Chav Tes Amar Aleph, Esther Sof Kol Nisim Ninhu. The story of Purim, Nevuas Mordechai and Esther, and the miracles which took place is the end of all miracles. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ha'ika Chanukah? Did Chanukah not take place after Purim, in the time of Bayis Sheni? So what does it mean, asks the Gemara, that Esther Sof Kol Nisim? And the Gemara answers, Nitna Likasev Ka'amrinan. Purim is the end of all miracles which are written down. As the Sfas Emes explains, that Purim is the last of the miracles which is canonized. It's the end of the miracles beginning in Yetzias Mitzrayim, finishing with Purim. That's one cycle from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Purim. Purim's Hadr Kibluay Bimeach Hashverosh, it's a new Matan Torah. It's the end of a new beginning. But Chanukah is a new start. It's a commencement. It's a fresh beginning. It's the beginning of a cycle leading toward Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, toward Yemos HaMashiach. Hachana, Chanukah, Chinuch, Chanukas HaMizbeach, and the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which we are celebrating, is the beginning of the end of days. That's what Chanukah is all about, and that's what we say in Moz Tzur. Oz Egmor, Bishir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach. Then in the end of days, Oz Egmor will be the end, will be the completion of a process that began with Chanukas HaMizbeach. Chanukah represents the beginning of this new process, this new cycle, post Yetzias Mitzrayim, post Purim. Now it's a new start, a new beginning, headed toward the end of days. Oz Bigamatria equals 8. Aleph and Zion is 8. The Mishkan and the Mikdash had a menorah which had 7 lights. The menorah of Bayis Sheni, of the miracles of Chanukah, is 8. 7 is the past, 8 is the future. Thus Chanukah is the Chinuch, is the Chanukah, the new start, the new cycle, the new beginning. We are part of this process in the end of days. My years living in Yerushalayim, I was privileged to attend the Shiurim of Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zichrona Livracha, in Sefer Mishlei, on Tuesday afternoons. And I remember 10 years ago, Erev Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, hours before lighting the first candle, Rav Moshe Zatzal gave a shiur revealing some basic and fundamental principles and yesodos of Chanukah. I remember the room was packed and you couldn't hear a pin drop. And he shared with us the following words of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, found in the Ginzei Ramchal. The Ramchal explains that the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni had replicas lemala. There was a Beis HaMikdash lemala, that the Beis HaMikdash lemata, the Beis HaMikdash in Olam Hazeh, was patterned after that Mikdash in Shemayim. And the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was so perfect, was so idyllic, was so exacting that it mirrored what the Beis HaMikdash Lamala looked like. It was an identical replica, a duplicate of the Mikdash Lamala. But when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Mikdash Lamala was also destroyed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly rebuilt the Mikdash Lamala. The Mikdash in the cosmos was rebuilt. And it's that Mikdash Lamala that was supposed to be the mirror image ultimately of the Mikdash Lamata. But mipnei chata oseinu, because of our sins, the second Beis HaMikdash paled in comparison to the first Beis HaMikdash and was unable to be a complete duplicate and replica of the Mikdash Lamala. And the Nevi'im of Bayis Sheni made a Mikdash on some level similar to the first Beis HaMikdash and on some level similar to the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, but not exactly. And Rav Moshe then explained that that means that the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Chanukah story takes place, had elements, a Shoresh and a Yesod of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Chanukah was the beginning of this new process leading toward the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. It wasn't the end of a process, but rather Chanukah and the miracles of Chanukah, the miracle of the Pach Shem and the miracle of the Milchama, represent a new start, a new beginning, a new cycle, taking us toward the Mikdash HaShlishi. And the Mikdash HaSheni had aspects, yisodos, of that chinuch, of that Chanukah, of the beginning of the end. And in the Sefer Yimei Chanukah of Rav David Cohn, he also quotes this Ramchal, and then he references a Ran Meseches Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, who explains and we paskin like this lahalacha. Then in a year where there are two Shabbosim, when Chanukah falls, that the first Shabbos you read the Haftorah of Neros de Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah prophesizing b'menabe about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And in the second Shabbos we read Neros de Shlomo, the menorah of the first Beis HaMikdash. And asks the Ran that chronologically it's out of order. Shouldn't the first week of Chanukah we read about the menorah in the first Beis HaMikdash, Neros de Shlomo? And in the second Shabbos of Chanukah we should read about Neros de Zechariah, the menorah in the second Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that we first read Neros de Zechariah, which is about the second Beis HaMikdash, and in the second Shabbos of Chanukah we read Neros de Shlomo? And the Ran writes, Mishum Neros de Zechariah Nevuas Asid Ninhu. The prophecy of Zechariah is a prophecy about the future. And asks Reb David Cohn in Mamari Yimei Chanukah Maimer Yudalid, Zechariah is Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. That's in the past, it's in the Avar. That's not Nevuas Asid Ninhu. That's not a prophecy about the future. And explains Reb David Cohn, it's exactly what the Ran means. Neros de Zechariah, the prophecy of the second Beis HaMikdash, is Nevuas Asid. Because in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there existed elements of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Chanukah is the beginning of the process leading toward the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Leading toward the ultimate end of days. And that's where we are now. It began with Chanukah. Just like it began with Yetzias Mitzrayim and finished with Purim. It started with Chanukah, and it's going to take us to the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi Shibane Beis HaMikdash B'Meherav Yameinu. That's what Chanukah is all about. Oz, Egmor, Bashir, Mizmor, Chanukas HaMizbeach. That's what we're waiting for. And when we light the last Ner of Chanukah, Zos Chanukah, we must understand that we're in the process of the end. And listen to what Rashi says in Maseches Sukkah, and it sounds like the Ramchal, and it sounds like the Ran. Says Rashi Maseches Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, Mikdash HaOsid, the future Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Shanu Mitzapim, that we are waiting and pining for. Banuy U'Meshuchlal, it is already built and established. Hu Yigle V'Yavo Mishamayim, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will fall from heaven. V'Hareinu B'Vinyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show us the Binyan. V'Samcheinu B'Sikuna, will be so joyous and glad to build it. And Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Oz Yashir, Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yadecha, it's the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. It's there, it's in Shamayim. We just need to bring it down. We just need to recognize that we're there, we're at the end, we're at the cusp of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Chanukah is the beginning. It's the chinuch. And that's where we are now. And we must be prepared and recognize where we stand today, that we are in the second cycle leading us toward the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. May we be zochet to understand the opportune times that we're in. May we be zochet to understand what Chanukah is all about. Chinuch, Chanoch, Lehochin, Hachana. We're in the preparatory stages toward the end of days. May we be zochet to see it in our lives. Shibane Beis HaMikdash. May we all take advantage of the opportunity living in the times that we're in. Seeing the Chanukah menorah, living it, breathing it, feeling it. And may we be zochet be'ezus Hashem b'karav mamish. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.